How many medications did you take today? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Paula Rashan, professor in the Department of Medicine in the Dalai Lama School of Public Health at the University of Toronto, explains why it may be a few too many.
Nearly 4 in 10 older adults living in the United States are prescribed 5 or more medications. Polypharmacy, the use of 5 or more medications, is common, especially for older women managing chronic conditions. Although these medications are often important and necessary, they can come with harmful side effects. Imagine someone with knee pain who's prescribed a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug as a pain reliever, but that leads to the development of high blood pressure that is misinterpreted as a new medical condition. This leads to the prescribing of a potentially inappropriate medication to treat the hypertension. When physicians mistake the side effect of a medication for symptoms of a new medical condition and prescribe a subsequent drug to treat it, it's known as initiating a prescribing cascade. Prescribing cascades play an important role in polypharmacy. Recognizing these cascades is vital for healthcare providers to inform their medication reviews and possibly deprescribe medications. Over 160 prescribing cascades have been identified, revealing how potentially inappropriate prescribing can be harmful. Women's Age Lab's most recent study emphasizes the impact of prescribing cascades on potential healthcare use. So, when a new medication is being considered or medications are being reviewed, it's important to ask 3 questions. Could an existing drug therapy be causing this new medical condition? Could a lower dose be used or an alternative therapy initiated? And finally, is this drug needed at all? By following these steps, potentially unnecessary medications can be reduced, side effects can be mitigated, and polypharmacy prevented.
That was Paula Rashan of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.